In Acts chapter 9, if you'll look in the Word of God, we find in verse 10, the Bible said, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go unto the into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarshish, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on that name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on him, saying, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeareth unto thee in the way as thou goest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight there forthwith, and arose and was baptized. I want us to pay attention to the Word of God here this morning for a little while. I want you to notice the Bible said there was a certain man named Ananias. Ananias was a member of the church at Damascus. Now, I've entitled this message, He's Just a Church Member. I want you to notice that God chose Ananias. He didn't choose anyone else in the church to do this particular job. And that's the way it is in your life and in my life. It doesn't make any difference what needs to be done. If you see anyone around the church, then take it upon yourself and just go ahead and do it, and don't wait to be drafted. Amen? But God drafted Ananias. God said, I got a job I want you to do, and I want you to notice first the commission. God said unto Ananias, I want you to go down and lay hands on one called Saul, that he might receive his sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And so as we look at this, we find that a simple duty becomes a valuable privilege to the child of God. It doesn't make any difference what you do for the honor and the glory of God in the church. If it's sweep the floor, clean the bathroom, or do whatever it is, it becomes a valuable privilege unto you. Why? Because you did it. Now, a lot of times we all want to walk around and be patted on the back and told just how great we are and what we're doing and how we're accomplishing this and accomplishing that. And listen, if it's not for the honor and the glory of God, if it's for you to be seen, there's something wrong anyway. Amen? Amen? But I want you to notice now, Ananias had to have been faithful unto God, or else God would have never commissioned him to do this job. Think about that. God said, I want you to go. Ananias, you have to be the one that goes, because I've already told Saul that a man named Ananias is going to come down and do it. Now, undoubtedly, there wasn't another member of the church named Ananias. He's just a church member. But you see, Ananias wants to do what God wants him to do. But yet we find, secondly, his caution. Notice there in verse 13. Ananias answered the Lord, said, I've heard by many. I'd be cautious of that man too, wouldn't you? Amen. If I'd done heard that he was killing people down at Jerusalem, he's got warrants in his pocket to come and arrest me, I'd be cautious about going down there and speaking to that fella. But God said unto him, I want you to go. But God, hey, don't tell God what you heard. Think about that. Lord, I heard by many. I've heard by many. I didn't hear it by just one, because he could have been just gossiping about Saul. Yeah. But I've heard by many that he's brought harm to the saints at Jerusalem, and he's come here with wants in his pocket. Well, Saul may have gotten saved, and God's telling Ananias this, but Ananias is still cautious about what's going to take place. Why? Because, hey, he brought soldiers with him. He brought some of the government boys with him. And if you ain't never been in trouble with the government boys, then you need to take note to it. Because they're going to show up. They're going to show up with the warrants. And so God said, I want you to go. And so Ananias said, well, now just why should I go down there and lay hands on that man? Number three, he's the chosen of God. Saul had been chosen by God for a different task. What task did he choose for him? Notice, if you will, in verse 16, God said, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. When you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, you'll find the list there that Paul lays down of how he suffered for the cause of Christ. But I want you to see right there, God said, I'm going to show him, after you lay hands on him and he receives the Holy Ghost and his sight back, I'm going to show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So when Saul, and later changed the name to Paul, when he goes into a town or gets ready to go into a town, he says that the Holy Ghost witnesses unto him in Acts chapter 20. He said the Holy Ghost witnesses what great affliction and suffering I must do. He already knows. Hey, best thing for him to do is find out where the jail's at, because that's usually where he winds up anyway. But I want you to notice now, he said unto Ananias, he said, he's a chosen vessel of mine. You see, Saul was being fashioned and furnished by the divine hand of God. And God was going to use, and you'll notice, nothing is done outside the church. Now listen, you want to support a missionary, you go through the local church. Amen? Now you say, well, the preacher hadn't said for us to support Joe yet. But I like Joe. Your problem is, bless God, you got a personality problem rather than a spirituality problem. If you're operating in the personality because you like Joe, and I'm just going to send him money anyway, listen, go through the local church. You go back and you study from the church at Antioch. You'll find that everything stemmed and sprang from that local church and branched out into all areas of Asia and even into Europe. Nothing is to be done outside the church. Ananias was a member of the church at Damascus. And what God was fixing to do, he's still using the hand of the church, the arm of the church, to get it done. He is a chosen vessel unto me. Well, I heard, I'm not going down there. You're not going to get me to go do nothing like that. I'm not going down to lay hands. Hey, if God didn't entrust you to do it, why would he have asked you to do it? Amen? Why would God ask these folk to cook these meals? They say, well, I do it because I want to. Preacher's going to brag on me. Hey, if that's why you're doing it, you better fold up your tent and go to the house. Do it for the glory of God. If it's sweep the floor, if it's cook the meals, if it's to wash the dishes. My wife has gotten, in the last couple of years, she doesn't look like it, but she's in bad health. A lot of times labors to breathe. And she says, honey, would you vacuum the floor? I said, yeah, I'll vacuum the floor. Would you wash the dishes? I don't feel like cooking tonight. Will you cook? I do it because I love her. Amen. She's my sweetheart. She's my mate. Soon be 49 years she's put up with me. And I do it, why? Because I love her. But also because we're united in Christ. She prays for me when I go off somewhere to preach. and preach it to church. She prays for me. Hey, it wouldn't be anything but right for me. Wash the dishes, mop the floor, do whatever to help. And see, it's nothing but right for you. If God saved your soul, it's for you to get in behind the pastor and get in behind the church and support the work and just do whatever you can. You say, well, I'm just too old. Moses died at 120. Joshua died at 110. Abraham died at 175. Adam, 930, somewhere about that. So don't say I'm too old. And then there are those who say, well, I'm just too young. I'm just a young squirt in the Lord. Can you imagine, brother, do you remember the first time that someone said unto you, brother, called you brother? Ananias, from the looks of the scripture, was the first one that ever said unto Saul, brother Saul. Showed that compassion and that love. But let me show you something now. Notice, we find first the commission, second the caution, third the choosing, and fourth, we find the courage. Well, if God's called you to do something, just go on and do it. The Bible tells us about Elijah. And Elijah went up on Mount Carmel, and he gave all the prophets of Baal the freedom to do whatever they wanted to do in order to call down fire from heaven. And Elijah thought that he was the only one left. And as far as he's concerned, he was the only one. Well, let me say this, bless your heart. Ananias was the only one that God called on to go lay hands on Saul. You may be the only one that God calls on to pray for the preacher this coming Sunday morning. You might be the only one that God calls on to call Sister so-and-so over yonder and encourage her to be at church Sunday, when she's been out two or three Sundays in a row. You might be the only one. Well, why should I do it? Because God has entrusted it to you, and God laid it upon that mind of yours and that heart of yours to do so. But I want you to see now, the courage that God mustered up in Ananias. Somebody might have something to say about it in the church. If I was to take on this job, somebody might have something to say about it. Well, bless your heart, let them say it. Ananias has just told God, I heard by many how he's treated the saints. And he's here to do the same thing here. But Ananias, you don't understand. He's mine now. He's a chosen vessel, and I want you to do what I called you to do. So God said to him in verse 15, said, go thy way. He is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name unto the Gentiles, unto the kings, and unto the children of Israel. Ananias, listen. Saul is going to be a world-renowned preacher, and he can't go blinded. He can't go without being filled with the Holy Ghost. And I've already showed him that you're going to be the man to come down, lay hands on him. Verse 17. And I like that conjunction and. Do you know in the book of Mark, over 1,250 times the word and is used? The book of Mark gives you the servitude of the Lord Jesus Christ. And time after time, 12 out of the 16 chapters in the book of Mark began with the word and. And the Lord did. And the Lord said. And the Lord prayed. And the Lord healed. And on and on and on. It was the servitude of Christ. So now, and Ananias went his way. God said, go your way. You, you, just however you're going to get there, you go ahead and go. And I'm sure that on his way down, he was praying. And he entered into the house. Take some wind after a man that you've heard so much about that is contrary to your Christ. He's got a job that I've called him to do. And so, Ananias, you go do what I want you to do. Entering into the house, putting his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus," look at it, "that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me." You see, God is working both ends at the same time to bring two brothers together. Brother Thacker and I met for the first time last month at a fellowship meeting. I've heard a lot about him. He's heard some about me. Some of it might be true. Some of it might be good, but only some of it. You see, when I started faith, I just stayed away from preachers. Because I'll tell you right now, bless your heart, if you had a reason to quit the ministry, it'd be because of preachers. That's right. So I stayed to myself. I stayed in my little old corner for about 20 years. I'd go and build a church building or children's home, whatever. Got hooked up with a camp meeting in Rock Springs, Georgia. And I began to branch out a little at a time. Finally got to where I could trust preachers again. You say, "Well, why didn't you trust them?" Because I got carried through a church trial over a lie that was told on me. There have been a lot of things I was guilty of, but that was one thing I wasn't guilty of. Church trial, hey, it's nasty. A church trial is nasty. Vicious. But Ananias goes to do what God said do. He entered the house with boldness. Now listen, if the Lord wants you to do something, muster up the courage to do it and just go on. Let the chips fall where they will. Notice, putting his hands on him. How'd you like to lay your hands on the man that's just come from Jerusalem, been killing the saints? Hell, the coats of them that stoned Stephen to death. How'd you want to go around and just say, "Brother Saul, I've come to pray for you"? You're liable to come back with he might come back with a knuckle sandwich. I've seen the times I wanted to do that. You see, we're all human, and Ananias is still human, even though he is divinely guided by God. He's divinely commissioned by God. And because of the very sovereignty of God and the providence of God at work, these meet in the house of Judas. Ananias is just a church member. He's just one of us. He's just one that was going to be used by God. So put his hands on him and speaks to him. And he speaks to him with compassion and with love. He said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus that appeared unto you on the road up here." Notice how he reminds him of why he's there and who he's representing. The same one that spoke to you down on the road up here. The same one that struck you down blind. He sent me up here to lay hands on you that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now listen. If you'll read the context there, you won't see any speaking in tongues. You won't see nobody being slain in the spirit. You won't be seeing any shouting and jumping up and down and hooping and hollering going on when you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know how you get filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you know how to be filled with the Holy Ghost? The Bible says ask. Ask that you be filled. Ask. Now, for 3 days, Saul has been praying. That's what the Lord says back there in verse 11. He said, behold, he prayeth. Continual present, progressive tense. He prayeth. Now, Saul, I've been sent to lay hands on you. Verse 18 says, And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And now I want you to see the conclusion. The conclusion is found there in verse 9. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ. Amen. Amen. He's preaching Jesus. Saul. Why? Because of a simple act of a church member. Just a church member. Doing what God said do. Obeying the Lord. But notice, not only that, he said he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. Drop down to verse 22. But Saul increased more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. We see the conclusion of the obedience of a church member that God used another person to do. Now listen, God may use you. God may call you. God may commission you to do a simple task for someone that God's fixing to use in a greater capacity. Can you imagine? Brother, can you imagine Ananias being blessed for the rest of his life by the ministry of Paul? Everything that Paul did, Ananias had a hand in it. Oh, it wasn't much. He just went down and laid hands on and prayed. He just went down and obeyed God. And that's what we need to do. In this meeting, in any other meeting, Sunday morning service, Sunday night, Wednesday night, prayer meeting time, just be obedient to God. Just be a church member that God can use.